Sorry, Britney, J-Lo, and Jessica. Hot bodies don't stand a chance in the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Listen mornings at 7:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And now with another 40-liner, here is Danny.
I hate you.
Why are you springing on him like that?
Because he's a jackass.
I told him about this an hour ago.
Right.
This is your job.
Okay, well, I'm incapable of doing that job today. I'm asking you to do it for me.
And by the way, you're on probation from telling Danny what to do.
No kidding. Why don't you mix in a show meeting once in a while?
Unnecessary. Yes, it is. You are so late to our meetings. We're all just sitting there waiting on you, scratching our bottoms.
Well, start without me.
Well, show up.
Get your finger out of your bottom and start without me.
You just need to show up. That's all. We just appreciate that.
I do show up.
Late.
But I'm there.
Well,
not
okay.
Really.
We're all on time and you're late.
What did I miss today?
Us sitting around waiting for you to get there, calling you. That's what you missed.
All right. I'll do better.
All right, well, anyway, the rant.
Hey.
Will be at Longhorn RV tomorrow from 10 to noon.
Where's Longhorn RV, Danny?
I'm certainly glad you asked me that, Corby. It's at 725 South Jupiter at Forest in Dallas.
Are y'all going to be doing
that? That was in the delivery area, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Are y'all going to be doing your show in an RV?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. I really don't know how they're going to have a setup out there. It's interesting, though.
They're going to have a very special guest tomorrow.
Yes, they are. Earl Campbell. He will be out there from noon to 4, signing autographs and hot links.
And finally, we will have the answer to the question, who's faster, Earl Campbell or Corby?
I didn't really know that was a question that had particularly been on anyone's mind.
He made a couple Saturday afternoons pretty long for you, didn't he?
I don't even remember those Saturday afternoons. I was so little. But I remember the Sunday afternoons when he made them long for teams.
Now,
God.
Mike, this is something you'll be interested in. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. out at Longhorn RV, Jupiter and Forest in Dallas, the North Garland High School girls basketball team will be doing a car wash for fundraising.
Outstanding.
How about that?
That's great.
Okay,
go out there and get your car washed and support that.
Here's a question that I've asked people before. Do you think that Earl Campbell, who can barely walk now, you know, he's got that foot and leg and whatever problem. I mean, he's just awful. He got the holy hell beat out of him for 8 seasons in the NFL. But do you think that he would take it back if he could walk normally for the rest of his life? Take back his Heisman, take back the NFL, say just as a normal
just
life.
Take back football?
Yes.
I don't think he would.
But he can walk for the next 40 years.
Heisman Trophy, Rookie of the Year, 6 consecutive Pro Bowls,
right.
Hall of Fame.
All that, just so, I mean, think about it. He's your age, Mike, and he can't walk.
Neither can I.
Would you guys not take that back?
I don't know if he would or not.
Boy, I would. In a heartbeat.
Would you take back all the pot parties if you could control your bladder right now, Mike?
Wow. Well, number one, I can, and number two, there were never any pot parties. Jackass.
Always a fair question,
you.
Though.
It is
always
not.
Hey.
It's a question that's been asked and answered.
Always a fair question, the pot party.
I need a fax number.
We got it.
We have one.
Good.
Well, right now it's 5:39 here on The Ticket.
Oh, no.
He's the older cusser, he's cussing at you. You never know who he'll be talking to. He's the older cusser, he's cussing all day. His favorite words,
it hey!
Over cusser, over cusser.
That was a good way to do it.
Over cusser, over cusser, over cusser, over cusser, over cusser.
Well, look who is here out of the Nelson.
Wow. How about this? Got him a house party pass?
How? I'd like to know.
I got a lot of clout in these parts.
Obviously,
that right now.
You must. Well, it's the overcusser. Boy, we haven't seen you in a while. Since what, the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's been since January.
It's
been a while, man.
Kind of coincides with the FCC.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, they put a damper on them. I mean, they really...
Yeah, man, they've messed up your scene, haven't they?
So let us just issue this statement while we're talking about the FCC. Editing is different nowadays, too. So if you have a curse word on the air, basically you have to edit out the entire curse word. Okay? So it leaves very little to the imagination.
So what are you saying here?
I'm saying that
your style has been
cramped. Yeah, that's what I meant. It leaves a lot to the imagination. Yeah, my style's been cramped. Damn right it has.
But it had to be done. But they got you down, but they didn't eliminate you, did they?
I guess not.
No.
I mean,
although they might.
My stops may be more and more infrequent as the year goes along until we root out the idiots up there on Capitol Hill, and maybe things will change a little bit. That's all I'm saying. If you like the overcuss of the way it used to be, maybe you should go vote Democrat this time. Huh? How about that?
Boy, what a solid Democratic platform point that is.
Going there, I want cussing, so I'm voting Democrat.
Hey, you know what? If that didn't get your ass out to the polls, I don't know what does.
Well, what do you got for us today out here at the Nelson? Have you been consorting with golf once again?
Yes, I have. Now, we've been very lucky in the past with golfers and the way that they cuss back. You may think that golfers are a tightly wound bunch.
Oh, they're cussers.
Yeah, they really are. They really
because
are.
Because they play that very frustrating game, and, you know, the cuss words just come out.
I remember Brent Guyberger here a few years back who joined in the cussing.
Right.
I remember Jesper Parnevik who right in the middle of the interview just turned and said, I'm getting the effing hang of this now and just started letting fly.
Right.
So the golfer has been very accommodating as far as cussing back to me, said
the
overcusser. Yes. This time I ran into a guy who has won a major championship before, who has won... Gosh, I think he's won almost 10 times on tour now. His name is David Toms. There are two items you need to know about David Toms before we get into this interview. One, I guess I already said it, he's a major winner. Two, he won the PGA. And the second thing you need to know is he posed for, he and his wife were in Sports Illustrated together.
Hot wife?
Nude?
Well... No. Yes, his wife is very hot.
Well, he's
very
a professional
hot.
Golfer, and he makes millions of dollars.
She was in a bikini, and he was in...
Nude.
Dockers and a Titleist cap.
As they all are.
Yes.
Hmm.
So, armed with that info...
All right, ground control.
Beautiful backdrop.
Yes.
Boy, this is nice. You guys have had a nice day out here, huh?
Boy, yeah. We have.
And once again...
This party?
This is Hardline Proper's... This is our White House.
Blame the FCC... for the total editing of the curse words.
Okay, were you going to say hello to the rest of the crew? They haven't seen you in a while.
No.
Well, you
listen,
are,
I'm pretty pissed.
That's a rude guest.
Yeah, I'm not a happy guy. You know, they've cut into my livelihood.
All right, well,
I'm used to making six figures. No more.
Let's listen to the overcusser and ground control to David Toms.
All right, check, check, check. All right, so we are here with David... Toms, PGA f***ing champion David Toms. Does that still freak you the f*** out, hearing that
f***? Yeah, you're f***ing right, it does. You know, it's funny that, you know, it does freak me out just because, you know, you work so hard to do something and for it finally to come true, it was a f***ing thrill of a lifetime.
F***ing A, I hear you, man. You're from Louisiana, right?
F***ing A, right.
And what college you go to?
I went to Louisiana State University.
Oh, me and my own dirty let me give you a hearty golf from all my fellow Sooner fans.
Well, you know what, they can kiss my ass too.
Were you at that game?
I was, hell yeah I was.
God, were you just freaking out then? Were you more happy seeing LSU beat OU or winning the PGA?
You know what, that is a close tie right there, I tell you. It was unbelievable.
Now do you your pants coming out here looking at all this f***ing trim? I mean, it's f***ing everywhere.
It is everywhere, and I don't know about the back of my pants, but the front of my pants usually does pretty good.
Now, are you f***ing married?
I am, but I think she probably even enjoys the scenery.
Dude, f***ing idiot, man. I mean, there's so much f***ing out here. You got to be just scratching your f***ing constantly.
I spent a lot of time on the putting green this week, that's for sure.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you show your or something in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition?
Well, you know what? My wife did the first one, and I was just in regular golf clothes, and they did a spoof in Golf Digest, and they put me in this old-timey bathing suit, and it was a nut-hugging deal, and my wife got to wear golf clothes, and I looked queer in it for sure.
That's classy. That's very classy. So what are your f***ing chances out here? How's your f***ing game going?
Oh, man. You know what? It's been sucking, really. But, you know, today I had a better day. Been working hard on it, and now I like my chance of f***ing A right.
You know what f***ing helps? Is just grab your f***ing and say, I'm going to f***ing win this bitch. Let me hear you say it.
I am going to win this bitch for sure.
All right, David. Appreciate the time, man.
Do we have a new winner? Boy, it didn't take him long to get into the swing of things, did it?
One answer.
Laughing hysterically through the whole time.
Who was the guy, we don't remember his name, but the guy for the Baltimore Ravens. Remember that guy that really got into it?
The guy that had a star necklace or a...
Oh, yeah. Washington?
I don't remember his name, but I think David Toms rivals him, don't you, Ryan?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
I mean, he got into it and... just flowed.
He liked the major cuss words and the minor cuss words,
he did.
Too.
How about that he was wearing some nut huggers?
Right. Made him look like a queer.
That is genius.
Wow, man. That's some good cussing. Strong cussing. You know, your own cussing's really improving, too.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know how it can get much better, but you seem to always raise your game to a new level.
And I got
to
tell you, the extra editing, and there was a lot more noticeable editing, it doesn't really take away from it that
much. It doesn't?
No.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Makes
me feel better, Greg. Okay.
No, I think your craft is fairly safe.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm back in business now.
Maybe you are.
They haven't tampered with you. Boy, they tried to keep you down over Custer, but they couldn't do it.
They can't, can they?
No,
they
can't. We're playing within their rules, and they can't keep you down.
Let me give a hearty shout-out to the guys back at the studio. Donnie and Carl.
It's Danny and Kevin Scott.
Remember him?
Yeah, and Pete.
No.
Hey,
no,
guys.
No, there's no Pete.
Crazy Pete.
No, it's not Crazy Pete.
Psycho
see,
Dave.
Oh. See, their editing didn't harm your content.
No, it didn't. All right. Okay.
Where's That's good business? Stuff, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Well, I'll see you around soon, then.
Well, hopefully you will.
Good to see you.
You going to be out here for the rest of the tournament?
I might be, yeah.
See, the Republicans aren't that bad.
Aren't they?
So maybe you'll vote Republican,
I don't think so.
All right, well, maybe we'll see you around.
Maybe again. I'll be at the Colonial next week.
Really?
Maybe.
All right, very good.
Snake.
What?
Well, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
All right, there he goes, the overcusser.
Snake.
Play his outro.
Oh, no.
Can I get a new song? Don't I request that every time?
No, this is a good song.
Actually, we have a new song for you.
We do?
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
What is it?
He'll be talking to. He's the overcusser, overcusser.
Good God.
That's good job.
Nice fade.
Pete.
Good
crazy
timing.
Pete.
Next time you're around, we'll play your new song for you.
Okay.
All right, there he goes, the overcusser. And coming up next, it appears as though we're just going to putz around here on the ticket.